wonderful story we have to share at Christmas. It begins with a people waiting for a promised son. It focuses on a young couple engaged to be married. It features a choir of angels, a band of shepherds, and a baby sleeping in a manger filled with hay. There's a new star in the sky. Kings from a distant land and precious treasures. This is what we celebrate. The reason we sing glory, glory to God in the highest.
Sing the song of the birth of the Savior.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Again and again, glory, glory in the highest. Tell the story of shepherds who found him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the news of the star that announced him.
Glory, glory in the highest.
Tell the wise men of gold they bring.
Christmas story, and they encourage us to give thanks to God for the incredible gift of His Son to be our Savior. The word Noel means Christmas, but it is also like singing Happy Birthday, and what better way could there be to welcome our Lord than to join in singing a birthday song that celebrates His coming to earth?
Oh,
Under any circumstances, the events surrounding the birth of Jesus would be dramatic. Mary and Joseph had already faced suspicion and scorn and danger. They had traveled far from home, and then Mary had to deliver her son in a stable. Yet this story is so much more. The baby was Emmanuel, God with us. He was the long-awaited Messiah. He was the Lamb of God, born to carry our sins to the cross. Filled the sky near Bethlehem with praise as they announced the Savior's arrival. Like those angels, we can't help but begin lifting our own joyful songs to honor Him. We proclaim that He is God, He is King, and He is welcome in our hearts.
Hail to the name.
helpless baby who was laid in the manger that first Christmas night would grow up as the son of a poor carpenter. He would reach manhood and begin a public ministry that would find him going to the poor and the outcast, healing the sick, raising the dead, and demonstrating his power over the natural world. He would teach the people about God's love and show them by example what true greatness meant. His mission wouldn't be completed until it took him to a cross, a grave, and a resurrection. And even then, his story would not be finished. Forever identified with Emmanuel's coming. It's almost as if the spotlight of history shines on it so we can't ignore it or forget that at the very heart of Christmas, there is only this. Jesus, God's only begotten Son, was born for our salvation.
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you came that night and that you didn't come with fanfare and bright lights, but you came in a very simple and unexpected way. But yet even so simple, a way that captured the attention of the world that you came to save. We thank you. We thank you for angels singing glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, goodwill to men. We thank you for shepherds abiding in the field who heard that first Christmas message and came to see this wonder. We thank you that they left, not keeping it to themselves, but went to tell everyone about this thing. This beautiful thing that they had seen. We thank you, Lord, that you are a beautiful, wonderful, unexpected, undeserved gift, and that you are the center of everything that we need, everything that we know, everything that life is about. Lord, tonight, for those who have gathered here in this place, may we once again be touched in a very real way with this beautiful message. If there's anyone here who tonight has heard that call, and tonight for the first time they want to respond to this gift of love, I just pray, Lord, that they would say now that they want you, Jesus, to come into their heart and be their Lord and Savior. I pray for those who may have forgotten what it was like when they first knew the wonder and joy of your love and mercy, that tonight again they would say, Jesus, be the center once more of everything I am. Lord, may we never come to Christmas without being intimately aware that you are its heart. You are the center of it all. We love you. We worship you. We give ourselves to you anew, saying, Jesus, oh Jesus, you are the center of our joy. We pray this all in your beautiful name. Amen.
Old Testament scripture is rich with so many prophecies about the one that God would send to redeem us. And every one of them was fulfilled in the birth, life, death, and resurrection of that little baby born on that holy night. Our Savior has come, and that is why we are filled with hope and joy.